This is Dakota Datebook for August 7th. She was a charming lyric soprano with a voice like a nightingale. Her name was Norma Fauchald, and she was a noteworthy Norwegian-American singer and vocal teacher for 50 years. And for several of those years, she was a soprano soloist with a legendary band of John Philip Sousa. But at heart, Nora was always a Minot girl. Born in Norway in 1898, the daughter of Julius and Inga Fauchald, she came to America at the age of 6 months. Nora's father was a homesteader who later became owner of the New York hardware store in Minot. Minot was Nora's childhood home, where she began singing as soon as she began to talk, with her first public appearance being a church Christmas celebration at age 2 1/2. She studied violin and piano and performed many solos in church. After her 1917 high school graduation, Nora studied at the Institute of Musical Art in New York City, which would become the Juilliard School. After her graduation, Nora took operatic training in Europe. Upon her return, Nora became a soloist at Flatbush Reformed Church in Brooklyn. When John Philip Sousa held auditions for singers, Nora tried out, as a wager with a friend who had wondered if a church soloist would fit in with a military band. Much to Nora's surprise, the world-famous Sousa chose the 25-year-old to be the youngest soloist ever employed by the renowned musical troupe. From 1923 to circa 1926, Nora sang classics like "The Lark Now Leaves His Watery Nest," "Carry Me Back to Old Virginia," and "Dixie." Her wondrous soprano voice delighted 3 million people yearly. Nora Fauchald's voice impressed the audience, wrote the Los Angeles Times, as a high lyric coloratura, with plenty of artistic talent to handle difficult trills and cadenzas splendidly. After touring with Sousa, Nora settled down in Connecticut, marrying vocal instructor George Morgan, and they had 3 children. She continued singing and teaching. At age 73, Nora died of cancer on December 10th, 1971. On this date in 1930, a Minnesota newspaper profiled this North Dakota vocalist's career from Minot to Juilliard to Berlin and beyond. According to the journalist, Nora's life story, with all her musical accomplishments, had an almost too-good-to-be-true quality. Said Nora later about the years she spent crisscrossing America and how her songs inspired audiences, "Mr. Sousa was very good to me." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.